The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from Uncle Ricky's House of Sound, otherwise known as Dogwater Studios. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Here in the studio, just like every week, we've got Mr. Nick Ramirez.
What's up?
We've got Chewbacca.
Hi.
And Uncle Ricky himself playing with the knob. In studio, we have a whole cast of characters and people and types from the Hazards of Love.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yay. And now the show starts.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Is that not worth your wait? Just that 5 second opening there, Joe?
It's the best part of the whole show.
That is the best part of the show.
All downhill from here. Yeah. So there you go.
Hi, everybody. It's wonderful to be back. Hope you've enjoyed your week. I have nothing really to say about my weekend except that I had a good time.
Did you get
I had a lucky? Good time. That's all I have to say.
Hell yeah.
He's blushing. Everybody
really?
Got lucky this weekend, huh?
Yeah. Might you, even Rick? Be a little smitten over knew somebody.
Oh.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Hey, honey, you don't know that yet.
And you probably never should. What the fuck,
Rory? Probably keep that secret. You know, Rico's got a big mouth.
See, when you say it like that, it's gross.
Yeah,
don't be gross, Nick.
Oh, God damn.
That's Rick, not what he, that is not what he meant.
Rick, did you hump any boys this weekend?
No. No. I've been dumped, and so I'm just alone.
Oh, I believe I saw brooding in the hills.
But you're Rick, dude.
Riding a bicycle and brooding in the
brooding
hills of Sparks.
On the moors.
Yeah, on the moors of Sparks.
A moor is just an uncultivated grassland, and that's what those places are. I was brooding in the moor.
But they have to be wet.
Well, it snowed a few weeks ago.
We're in a drought, Rick. We're in a national emergency level drought.
You have a rich fantasy
Sparks
life.
I do know. I want it to be a moor. And I'll spin around.
Moors. Yeah, a moor means like
a moor. Oh, that's true. And then later I had dinner at my sister's house and she married a guy named Moore. So then I had dinner at the moor.
No, that was supposed
weird.
To be. Yay! Happy nuptials to your lovely sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
And her man who's been a big part of the food cooking at the Dogwater shows in the past.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if the guy cooks, then it has a good chance to last. That's good.
Well, he assists Rick Sr., but yeah, he's a good cook himself, yeah.
No, so Darren is amazing.
No, I've had some of his own stuff. He's actually a really good cook.
And a younger man than my father, and so when my father craps out, Darren takes over for the rest of the show.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan.
So, yeah. It's good to hedge your bets.
Wow.
So wow. Let's. How about you, Chewy? Anything interesting?
Nah, you know, I had a really great weekend. Definitely didn't hump any boys. Yet.
Me and Chewy went There's to the basketball
yeah,
game
we
last week.
Yeah, last week we did. Me and Nick and Mikey and Jackson all went and checked out the Wolfpack game.
Nice. How'd
team,
they do?
Team got their ass kicked. But
nice. Good,
it was nice
good job,
to
guys.
Congrats, Oregon.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
It wasn't Oregon.
And it's true. The Boise State Broncos are 50% at least homosexual.
So they're fat.
Well, do you blame them?
Idaho.
No, I know.
Haven for homosexuals.
That was inappropriate.
Namaste.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we
allegedly.
Namaste,
allegedly. Namaste.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
An alleged namaste.
Namaste.
Did Riku do a namaste?
Oh, yeah. No, she did a
namastizzle.
That's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Riku spent the weekend in Sacramento, and guess what she did? I have no idea, because I don't ask, and I'm a bad parent. No.
Oh, terrible.
No, I know what she did.
You trust her with
I
Cheyenne?
I just don't care.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. I do trust Cheyenne
her
to
mother,
not burn the house down around her.
It's good.
That's cool.
She hasn't done it so far.
Trust
hasn't poisoned her. Yeah. No wire hangers in her future.
Hasn't
it's
lost
really
her.
It's quiet in here right
no,
now.
I lost her this on Sunday, yesterday at
awesome.
Walmart.
Cool.
She kept bugging me to get some water. I let her go get a sip of water at the water fountain a couple times. And she'll wander off and come back and usually kind of knows where I am at.
Walmart's like that, though.
But then she's following me, and I just turned down an aisle and said, okay, honey, I'm going to go get some beans. And we turned down the aisle, and she keeps going. 5 minutes later, I hear from afar, Dad? 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 And so I holler her name, and I hear her respond, Dad? Dad? And it gets farther away. I'm like, oh, fuck, she went the wrong way. So I stand there for a few more minutes with, like, a bucket of ice cream in my hand going, God damn it. And
a little bit high.
And then I spent the next 15 minutes walking around the store calling her name. Because she had, like, gone and found a manager, and they took her to the other side of the store, and their intercom wasn't working, and I tried to pay. Oh, I was annoyed. I was so annoyed.
It's like I'm the win, baby.
Fucked up Marco Polo game.
Right. Yeah. And I find some store associate, and we're going one way, and the manager with my child are going the other, and ha-ha, there they are. As I walk up to her, I kind of put a little stern, this is what you get for not paying attention kind of face on at her. And she looks up at me and says, and I can see all the fear being held inside. And she's not crying. She's not crying. She's not crying. Am I going to get a punishment, Dad? No, you're not. And I go give her a hug. And 5 minutes later, I really think you should give me a punishment for not paying attention to your dad. I'm like, no, it's not a big deal, honey. Don't worry about it. 5 minutes later, she says, Dad, no, really, I think I deserve a punishment. And said, okay, I'll come up with something when we get home. Oh, no, Dad, I was just joking. I don't really want a punishment.
She's like fucking with your mind, dude.
To which I said, oh, no, we'll talk about this when we get home.
I don't love you anymore.
She did actually say that a couple minutes later.
Oh, my God.
At the top of her lungs. followed by, I shouldn't even exist, and why don't you lock me in my room with no food or water until I starve?
Still at the Walmart?
Oh, at the top of her lungs, in the middle of like a crossroads aisle play. Like, everybody's just walking.
Like, yeah, I have anger issues, you know?
She's a drama queen like you, Rory.
Yeah, until I got right up next. I took her by the elbow, got right up to her. And you know how you talk without moving your teeth? You are going to put your hands on this cart and not make another sound until we leave the store. 10 minutes later, she's like bumping into something as she's walking next to the cart. I'm going, why doesn't she just move away from the... Oh, yeah, she's still holding on with both hands. Good girl. Yeah, we had the adventure at the store.
And that concludes the parenting section.
Yeah, and then I brought her home and thrashed her within an inch of her life. No, just kidding.
Well, you did warn her first.
Right.
She kept asking warns. For it, too.
She literally, she kept asking for it.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
I hear ya.
Well, I like it that way.
Oh my God!
So
I am a mandatory reporter.
Let's say hi to our friends in the room. Mandatory reporter, producer, and director of the Hazards of Love, Miss Jill Marlene.
Hi.
How are you, Jill?
I'm
nice to have
to
you back in the studio.
Nice to be here. It's so pretty in here, and little Christmas lights.
Well, thank you.
Also from the Hazards of Love, we have His Majesty, the music director,
Chris
Nelson.
Hello.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
And the lovely and talented Margie Ford.
Hello.
Who's not a music director. She just sings.
I just sing.
Like an angel.
Yeah. Aw, thank you.
Standing and performing with them, not in the Hazards of Love, but still
but today,
an involved guy, Mr. John Cornell.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Of Octarine fame. None of us are except Margie and us. So... And Chris.
I don't know
who's supposed to be here anymore. I don't pay attention.
Typically, the show spirals out of control right near the end.
Yeah, within the 12-6 hours right before the show happens.
Yeah.
It just spirals out of control.
Ah, and there's a full drummer and an orchestra. Go! Right.
Oh, yeah, do we have the video camera set up for the jugglers?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it's usually like, so.
But yeah. Hey, it's nice to have you all here. The Hazards of Love.
You're in it too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He plays the bad guy.
I am acting the part that Chris is singing, actually. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
It's. I was going to get to that in a moment, how it's this dual reality thing where you have actors and singers and a band and two stages and one world and another world and magic and real.
How come me and
I was
going to
get into
Rick
this later.
Invited.
Sounds hella trippy.
What the hell?
It's a little trippy. It's magical and fantastic.
Everyone in the room
the
gets to have
players.
Fun except yeah. for me and
you
Chewy.
Come,
yeah, I see how it is.
Can you learn the
fine.
Entire thing by next week?
No, it's fine.
Okay. No, it's
no,
cool.
No, it's all right. Yeah.
You're the only one
I
that
I think I got, some
no,
I got some other shit to do or something. Just, yeah. Oh. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'll come watch it. I watched it last year. It was beautiful.
It's basically a tribute to the greatest album that I've heard in the last – besides the Postal Service Give Up, which was pretty awesome. But
Glitterbox?
The best. No. No.
It's a tribute to Glitterbox.
The Decemberists have this album called The Hazards of Love, and we're basically doing a tribute band, tribute performance troupe to them because they created this literary piece of gold that will last forever, and it's timeless. It's full of archetype and mythology and has kind of very poignant lessons for all of us, and things that are redolent of childhood and also things that are eternal in their themes. It's gorgeous. And I love them.
There's
you all need to buy the album.
There's also a lot of like darker, more mature themes as well
oh, yes.
as it goes on. It is a very dark show.
It puts you on a bad trip once in a while.
George R. R. Martin did not invent the everybody dies theory. Shakespeare mm-mm. did. And
well, and
and it's in
that,
lots of things.
Sophocles didn't,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, everybody dies.
Typical opera theme.
I don't have cable.
Right. It's very operatic in scope. Very operatic.
But,
and it's sexy.
I'm pretty sure everybody actually dies, though.
Sex and death go hand in hand a lot in the arts and life.
The difference is everybody dies, not everybody has sex.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad.
You can have the sex and the blood without the rhetoric. You can have the rhetoric and sex without
you know
the
what?
Blood.
That's a good point. Never mind.
No, you always have to have blood.
All right.
Are we doing a Venn diagram?
Yeah, tell that to Morrissey, dude.
Always have to.
Or Danzig, for that matter.
Any sex, right?
I'm misquoting Danzig's a movie badly is what I'm doing.
Danzig's a gay guy.
And he's also only about 5 feet tall.
And he likes comic books.
He does.
So basically, how's he going to get
I like
closer?
Him now.
But I mean,
the only good thing about Danzig, he was in the Misfits and he likes comic books. That's
right.
it.
Okay.
And he has
fucked But I mean, at least Morrissey has made a happy song in his career.
Yeah.
I can't think of it right
Vicar
now,
in
but
a
I know
tutu.
He has. Yes, Vicar in a Tutu, exactly.
Vicar in a Tutu
but
is a very
ironic.
Happy song.
And frankly,
it's
Mr.
Ironic.
Shankly is fairly upbeat.
But it's
upbeat.
Happy.
Okay.
Yeah. But
depends on what level you're looking at.
But Danzig never a happy song. Never. Ever.
No.
He had a Napoleon complex.
Toe tapping.
Yeah, he does. I think that's part of it. Yeah, that's why he roided it up so bad. So
when we saw him live at the Knit, they said no pictures because they don't want the world to know what he looks like now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that mother video was 25 surgery. Years ago, guys.
Right.
So it's, you know, not everybody stays looking like that.
So sick of that song.
The
dude.
Woman from that video is on Tosh.0. She's had some trouble with uppers. It's actually really disturbing.
Really?
Lady and mother?
The poor lady.
Yeah. Huh.
Not even once.
Huh.
Not even once.
Uppers. Uppers.
Uppers. That,
we could it? Like do half get, of it right now and half after the show.
Honey.
That's a good one.
Oh, Riku.
Well, what do you guys do to get her to say this?
Oh, that's not even the worst of it. There's worse stuff. Yeah. It gets really bad.
Candy and sugar.
I'm sure some of it will come up.
Christmas magic.
Promises.
So, if it makes you feel any better, usually she was talking about something else.
Good.
You know? It's all out of context with Rick.
Good.
He's really gonna steer this boat back on
I'm
the top.
So
back
here.
To.
So, The Hazards of Love, it's this great production. It's a concept album, story song in a series of songs written by
you
the
you can't just listen to one song. You got to listen to the whole thing, right?
Oh, my God.
You can listen to just one individually.
They stand alone, but it's still...
They're all crafted pieces to stand alone, but they put together in specific order. They tell a rich, complicated tapestry of a story.
Yes.
That we definitely, I think, add some individual character motivations to the acting of which...
But
the most of it is already there and set in the lyrics themselves.
Yeah.
Far out.
Everyone should
would you guys
buy this
not
album.
Agree?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a great album. It's lots of fun.
Timeless.
It's beautiful music.
Well,
can
I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it in December?
Because of Chris.
It's
because of Chris's schedule.
Most musicians in December are very busy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Singers.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. We did it the first time in October and the second time in February. But it's perfect for Valentine's Day.
Oh, there you go. Hazards of Love.
Great date night.
Yeah, they will be running at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, located at 71 South Wells, on Friday and Saturday night, February 6th, or 7th and 8th. As well as a Sunday matinee on Sunday the 9th at 2 p.m. All shows will start at 7:30. There's also
except for the matinee.
And there's also the Valentine's Day show.
Valentine's Day show.
Oh, a week later?
After every show, there will be a band and or after party, including DJs the very last night.
The first night is Kevin Seconds of 7 Seconds Band.
That's right.
He's coming in to play an acoustic set.
Nice.
So he's playing afterwards, and he's amazing.
That's the one to go to.
I believe Strange on the Range is playing one of the nights as well.
Night, right? Nice. And Chris Miles is opening for them, and he's a beautiful singer. So
Chris
those
Miles
two are going to go back to back. And then Sunday's the Grups.
The Grups, that's
right. They're playing on Sunday for the matinee and very super kid friendly. And then there's going to be the DJ night, the Valentine's date night that will go forever.
Dude, that Strange on the Range disc was awesome that guy left here when he was here.
I reviewed that in my last column in the Reno Tahoe tonight.
It is like picking and grinning madness.
Yeah, it really is.
Holy shit. And it sounds like I love Dixieland music. That is the modern like form of Dixieland, is that Western like overlapping
I mean, all of those songs
bullshit.
Are traditionals, too. You know,
but they do it so good.
Straight
that is
up
awesome
bluegrass.
Shit. Yeah.
I got to sing with them once.
But sometimes bluegrass is boring. They're like really good, and very exciting and easy to listen to, even if you've never heard it. You know,
quite virtuosic.
Yeah, very awesome. I love those guys. So
yeah, and that was the lead singer of that band is also the lead singer of the Refiners, who we had on here just a few weeks back
on a previous episode.
Ha-ha. Okay, yeah, those guys were cool.
Totally
older fellas.
Yeah, but great musicians, nice guys. Yeah,
seasoned.
They knew their shit.
They're spicy.
Marinating.
So yeah, this show it's going to be very exciting. It's a Jub Jub's. Tickets are going to be available in advance at Prism Magic, Melting Pot, and Jub Jub's for $12 or $15 at the door the night of the performance.
And if you buy that,
Jub Jub says F your D.
F your D. If you buy the ticket, you get to go to the after party show for free. But if you if you buy it at the door, it's $15, but $12 for the advance tickets. But if you want to go to the whole night, it's free if you go. The after party's free, too.
Uh-huh. So you don't have to
pay the
cover.
Can you get them at Recycled Records?
No, but I didn't know that they did that until I went in there, and Mike Ward told me that they would have sold tickets for us. So I will
do that
next time.
I think I saw your poster there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when
she found
out,
probably. I will do that next
time.
I went through
that. Recycled Records is awesome.
We should hit them up for a sponsorship, I think. Not to change the subject.
I'll let you take care of that.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the show. Sorry.
But yeah, so we're really excited to be doing this again. We had a great response with the last time we did it at the old Great Escape in 2010. We all keep saying last year, but this is actually like 2.5 years ago that we did this.
Yeah, three years.
Three.
2010, yeah, it's 3.5 years.
No, two
it's
and a half because it just turned 14.
13?
Yeah,
so,
Jesus,
11,
that is longer 10. Than I thought even, too.
Yeah.
But we had a great response and a great time. There was a great cast of people involved, great cast and crew. A lot of which are returning. Many of both musicians, Tex, Trees, and I'm the only principal lead that's coming back.
That's the same. Aww. Oh, but the new
as the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But all my other new leads who I'm working with are all great people. I'm very excited about
incredible
the show.
Incredible
dancers.
Yeah. The choreography is off the hook. It's a lot of pantomime and choreography together.
And I just look like a dork compared to them, but that's
except
okay.
For you got sass. You got more sass in your.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How about instead of talking about the show, we hear a song from the show?
That would be lovely.
Margie, you want to go first?
Sure.
Will somebody set this up for us?
This is a tribute. So the Decemberists will not sue us.
Oh, yeah. This is we are a tribute band because we worship the ground they walk on.
Buy their album.
Buy the Decemberists, Hazards of Love. And every other, their Crane Wife, all the other things they ever made because it'll make you a better person. This is Margaret going to find her true love that she had just met and made mad passionate love to and now found that she is knocked up in the family way and all that buns
hell
in the
yeah.
oven. And she's starved for his love and she's going through the forest begging all the forest to help her find her lost love. And this is Margie.
Thank you.
sad.
So sad. And imagine that with a 10-piece band with full electric guitar and bass and drums and everything. And it's this is the very stripped-down version, but it still retains that passion mm-hmm. and that sadness in it. Even it's just the structure of the melody really retains that beauty, and even with the big, huge rock and roll sound. Good job on one.
Yeah,
day.
No, that sounded great, John. Just you on the guitar.
He just beautiful. Learned it today, so, so he's rock. Helping us out.
It's pretty amazing.
Your voice is so pretty.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
I already knew that, but hearing you sing other songs is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Nick misses very candy nice. Shop really bad.
We've got like 3/5 of candy shop in here right now.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
We should totally do a candy shop song at the end.
Oh. And Nick, you can beatbox, right?
Maybe. We'll see if you're good boys and girls. We'll do
that. I'm trying to do that in open mic
okay.
on Monday.
No I racist so jokes, drunk, no though. Gross things, no.
Why are you looking at me?
What?
Because you and I pick on Rick.
What did this happen?
I can't look at Rick.
Right. Don't be gross, Rick.
He said if we're all boys and girls, so I said, okay, we can't. I'm listing all.
Yeah, don't make fun of Mexicans.
We regularly yeah. make fun.
I hardly
Nick
ever make fun
of
Mexicans. Hardly. That's not fair.
Which isn't fair. Nathan should be the whipping boy.
Because
oh, yeah. really
guy?
Isn't fair.
We had the intern to beat it.
But, oh, white guy. See, mm-hmm. it's just not the same.
It's hard to pick on a white guy.
Are you of any minority, Nathan? Please relay your answer to Richard, and we will listen to your response on the air.
He's shaking his head no. He's solid white person. Wow. But wait, what okay. flavor of white
Italian
are you?
Italian or nothing?
You look like you might be like Welsh or something weird, right?
Welsh is
with
as white
that round
as it
honky. Honky.
See, weird? Welsh and
it
Irish.
Not yes, get
super,
Welsher.
Super honky. That's what Brandon. White, I am well, super honky.
In Britain, they hate the Welsh. So
right,
mm-hmm. they should.
Like 35th generation Roman.
The Welsh make me sick.
Why did your people have to kill Jesus? Answer now.
But the Welsh made Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, never mind, man. I mean, I'm thinking of somebody else.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
The Cornish.
That's good sauce.
That's some good genes.
That's a good
right.
sauce.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. yeah. Her taste in men's weird, but it's not her baby.
it's not Michael's baby.
No.
No, it's his dad's. It's his brother. It's
damn.
Michael's brother.
Gross.
Oh, it's his
Michael's
brother.
Brother. Shit, come on. She's totally his
Does
beard.
He have a brother?
She's totally
oh,
Michael's
he's Liberace?
Beard. This is my.
I don't know what goes on in the gay culture, Rory. You have to.
Where are we going with
keep
this?
Keep me updated.
I'm just stirring up old internet rumors from 10 years ago. That's all.
Oh my gosh.
I was wondering.
Michael Douglas is going to come down here and beat us up, dude.
I doubt it. That guy's
crappy. The prevailing theory is that Michael Douglas is actually secretly gay, and the whole marriage and child is a sham. It's actually Kirk Douglas's baby that's his brother. He's raising his own child.
Weird.
That's the prevailing internet
Kirk
theory.
Is his father.
Well, that makes her
yes.
even
now
weirder.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, like she got on him with, like in all the wheelchair days, like the drooling
oh,
Kirk days.
Oh my heavens! Well.
Sexually,
because he was still more of a man than Michael is
better actor too.
The
that's
theory.
Like your opinion, man. That's
allegedly,
your opinion.
Allegedly,
sure.
this is, I just I read
I
an
heard
internet
it on
article.
Snopes.
Right?
Is that what kind of show we got now? We talk about Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
celebrity
okay, so
gossip.
Back to this.
Really, I this just I was reaching for a really old bad joke, and we really shouldn't have spent this much time on it.
Wait, so, is there an edit button on this thing?
Can we get a little more
no,
in depth?
But I
though?
Can buzz. Buzz my answer.
yeah. All right, so what's going on next week?
we got another song.
Yeah, that's a good
them's
question.
Just jokes.
How many songs did you bring to play from the show?
Two
songs from the show.
We just have
we should
two.
Probably
I could do a little
hold
bit
off
of
a little bit.
Yeah, let's have yeah. some.
Well, how oh, about okay. should we just jump to?
Yeah, what a fun idea, don't you think?
Yeah, we got enough people in here. It'll take a while.
It'll
yeah.
take a second.
Yeah.
It'll take
okay.
a second.
Well, here it is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you a series of increasingly less random questions. And score you at an increasingly subjective rate, because I do judge your soul silently.
And you know, this should be an interesting quiz.
Are you ready to play? Yeah, most of
Jill,
you have taken it before.
But Jill will now be taking it without her son sitting 2 feet away from her.
Oh, true
I know.
That.
I'm
true
sad
that.
He's not here.
To protect you.
Get him on the phone, Rory.
No, I'm not talking
he's
to him
He's working at
right
the movie
now.
Theater tonight.
I'm not talking to Gabriel Hilton
All right,
right
Gabe.
Now.
Gabriel. Making he's the in the show.
Forgetting about this. Oh, I didn't say anything.
He's an awesome singer.
Just like his mom.
No, Gabe is returning again as a lead guitarist and vocalist in the show. We're very excited. It's his and Caitlin Oakey's brainchild here in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they're the ones who kind of...
And they are assistant directors on the set this time around. So we're excited to have them. This whole show is just going to be me talking promotionally for the show. Hi. Let's move to the quiz. All right. Are you ready to play? Chris's face has gone from mildly red to incredibly red.
And we haven't
even
started.
The beer.
Thank you to our sponsors, Evan from Aversion Therapy for the beer. Right? Or who is it this week?
At this point, I think it's Evan and Chewy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Chewbacca.
You're welcome.
And if we're doing plugs, hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to check out our sponsors. Brought you this next segment of the show, Reno Computer Fix at 1070 South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. RenoComputerFix.net, where you can get all your computers fixed for low, low prices. Refurbished computer, they got it. Brand new motherboards, they've got it. They can order you anything you need and customize it with stickers. RenoComputerFix.net.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Maxie. In all of history, Jill, who could you start a fist fight with?
Me? I have to start this?
Yeah, you're picking the fight.
Who would you want to?
Yeah.
Rene Descartes. I think I mentioned him last time.
No, you did.
It always comes back to the duality.
You have to pick somebody else.
I accept that answer. Solid answer. Who else picks fucking...
Because
dead
I'm so
Dutch
mad at him. I'm so angry at him.
I'm sure he was French.
Okay,
it's a fucking
but somebody
Dutch.
Else, somebody else that was just as bad. Oh, you know what? It would be kind of fun to do it with Dick Cheney. But that would be kind of fun.
Can I
but
shoot?
But he's only a product of the Cartesian way of thinking.
He's
tough. The whole everything that sucks about the world is this mind-body split thing. And I've been wanting to beat that guy up for a really long time.
I say her original answer stands.
Okay.
And that's the one I will score.
And I wasn't thinking about that, but you keep asking these questions.
I was hoping for like Kierkegaard or Gary Coleman.
I would never beat up Kierkegaard.
Yeah. Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. No way.
He
like...
Okay.
Oh, wait, paved the way for contextualism.
You get extra points there, Joe.
Some people punch because they respect.
Dude, I don't know if some of our audience know who these people are, so you should elaborate. If you can.
Let's go
dead
with Gary Coleman.
Kierkegaard, the father of modern existentialism, author of Loathing Until Death, Sickness Unto Death. Yeah.
Yeah.
And other essays.
Yeah.
Did someone fart?
John, who would you like to fight? John's a quiet man, but he's an angry man on the inside.
You know, I've always wondered how many members of the Donner Party I could take in a fight.
Oh, like
it'd be
mid-pass?
I mean, there's like 60 of them. That's a lot of people.
You want to fight all of them or just one or two of them?
Well,
I while they're hungry.
My upper limit.
When he's down.
How many Donners could you kill?
Right.
It's a video party. Game waiting to happen.
Donner's in their prime.
That's a oatmeal quiz. Or infographic coming
so
soon.
John's answer is the Donner Party.
Yeah,
that's so rad.
Yeah, that's kind of a rad answer.
Be a sociopath.
Chris, who would you start a fight with?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Michael Jackson.
You better change that. That'll get you a zero.
Douglas.
No. Can it be a character in a fictional story?
Sure.
History.
Depends.
Somebody in
history. No, Mickey Mouse is in history.
I was a Don Giovanni and I was a character of Mazzetto.
Are you on mic?
Get closer. Get closer to the mic.
Get up on it.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
I was in the opera Don Giovanni. And that's
Bon Jovi?
Yep.
Good answer.
Don Juan in Italiano. And I was a character that got very angry and jealous, and I wanted to kick his butt, but he was overpowering me, so that's whom I want to beat up.
Who wrote that?
Mozart.
Why don't you beat up
the music?
Yeah,
he wrote the music.
The character came out of his head, so
it's fucking Mozart though.
Yeah, well,
but he was a punk. You could beat him up.
But the guy who wrote the libretto,
drunk
last
the
name
libretto.
DePonte.
At the Hoor House.
This is taking too long. Margie!
I think I would go with Mr. Rogers.
No!
Oh!
How dare you?
That's
take
a sweater when you're
crucial answer
oh my
right
God,
there.
He may be awesome. Over.
Why Mr. Rogers?
Because I think it
his
would just be fun.
His career as a sniper
to,
in the military?
No, I think it'd be fun to see if he could actually get angry. Like, he's always
could.
So fucking nice.
He'd
it's just like,
himself.
Dead.
He'd take his sweater off real slow.
My nose is bleeding,
it
picture,
picture.
Chair.
roll up his sleeves and right. pop you right in the nose.
Yeah, with this little cardigan.
He's
like,
a street guy from
will
Pittsburgh.
He get angry?
What was the queen's name and the king's name? King's, I forget.
Friday the 13th.
King Friday.
King Friday.
Right. And there was meow, 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 meow,
lady,
my kitty, meow.
Lady something, meow,
Henrietta
meow.
Pussycat.
Oh, meow, meow, meow,
Lady, oh, Lady Elaine, who ran the merry-go-round that was never on because she was a bitch.
I'm going to break her head.
And she had a red nose. She was totally an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And there was Bob Dog.
Lady Elaine is drunk.
There's the owl. There's a platypus family.
Oh, Miss X, the kitten. Or wait, what was her name? Miss Kitty.
Meow, meow, meow. Henrietta Pussycat.
Meow, meow, purr.
And he lived next to the owl.
Yes.
Oh, the owl was definitely Fred Rogers' voice, too. Well, you could totally tell.
So were all of them. I think even Miss Elaine.
Lady Elaine was totally Mr. Rogers, too.
Wait.
You were a dress
and there was
that.
Lady Aberlin, who was the human that lived in that world.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
She was kind of hot.
I think I know too much
Sad,
about this.
Sad, though. She had to make love to puppets if she wanted to.
That sounds kind of hot.
I know.
Or really her own
and
hand.
And there was the other kingdom.
Her own hand.
I may or may not have
They almost went to war with the other kingdom and were building bombs. There was totally a Cold War armament.
I think you're getting it confused with Walking Dead.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, no, that totally happened. I read it in an article on Cracked.
It must be
the
true.
Bombs in the trolley.
Cracked, your only source of news outside of The Daily Show.
It's legit.
All right, moving along to the next question. What is the first album you ever bought, Jill?
I think it was, I bought it on that Columbia Records company
thing. Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. I think it was the AC/DC album with Problem Child on it.
Nice.
And then after that, shortly, was some like Roger Whittaker or something really terrible.
That's a good mix.
I know, I loved it. It was good. It led to my current taste.
John, first album.
Well, the first album I ever owned was Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him, which I found in my front lawn.
Excellent.
Well, no, this is something you choose for yourself.
Yeah.
But for myself, it was REM's Out of Time.
You are so young.
I would go with the hammer.
You take the hammer.
Chris.
When I started collecting, my first one is Heart's first album, Dreamboat Annie.
Yeah. That's a good album.
Solid. And I still like them. I mean,
oh yeah,
Ann Wilson has a wonderful voice.
Did you hear her do the
national anthem?
National anthem. She's awesome until she hit the stunt vocal, and then she kind of.
Oh, she's getting up there.
Land of the free.
I just want to. Singers of America, we don't need the stunt vocal. Just sing the goddamn song.
Yeah.
Sing it straight.
I always sing it straight.
Well, they covered Led Zeppelin great.
Yeah, that Stairway.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome at the Kennedy Center. That was so good. Margie. So.
Good answer.
Oh,
good answer.
Man. Margie. This is embarrassing. Debbie Gibson.
That gets the most points.
Oh,
good job.
Trick you.
Yeah.
Oh, even though you're a girl, you still get a.
Tag it.
Oh, snap.
Damn, Riku.
Riku called you a faggot.
She's mean.
How'd you get her to say that one out of context? Just
Riku's a little bigoted.
I know. She gets out of hand.
Dirty cocksucker.
Whoa! Darling.
Oh, you got a spanker for that
How
one.
How did you get that? Tell me that that
tell
was
you
not...
covered on a previous episode.
No, we're
not spending...
We never told how it was said.
Yes, you did, Rick, three episodes ago. Okay.
Don't pull the curtain back.
I'll tell you after the show.
It's radio magic.
She did not say that. It's magic.
It's already too much.
Neither was
Jill, your last night on Earth, what do you want to eat as your final meal? I'm not saying you're going to die. You might be taken by aliens, but your last meal, what do you want?
It's got to be like Indian food or Thai food, and then frozen yogurt with like enough toppings so that there's hardly any yogurt and it's all toppings. And that's, Indian and Thai together.
All right.
And frozen yogurt.
So like John. Indian taco.
Black rhinoceros.
You're sick.
If I'm going out, that whole species is going with me.
Already done,
I heard
mate.
If you grind up the horn,
already
it's really
done.
Good.
Like you won't be able to find that on a menu in 2014.
Yeah, then he'll die with a bone.
what
good is that?
Well, it's good for any partner he leaves behind. Mm-hmm.
A necrophiliac.
Necrophiliacs, right?
Chris, last meal on Earth.
You know what Jill said? It's good. I love Thai and I love Indian food.
Do you like frozen yogurt?
Yeah, but I think I did something different. Chocolate mousse, a good chocolate mousse. Very chocolate Belgian mousse Belgian chocolate.
Margie?
The last thing I ever eat on Earth. How about pussy?
Ooh! Yeah!
Wow!
Margie again.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Coming with the strong answer.
Wow.
Jeez.
Jeez. Do you like it in your face?
Dude.
Uh-huh. You are so innocent looking. You could get away with anything.
Dude, my pants are all tight now. It's fucked up. Don't do that to me. You shock me.
Oh, sorry.
Right, now I'm fucking hungry. Half hour of the show left.
Fuck open mic.
Trapped on a desert island, what's the one comfort item you bring with you? Comfort have a large general variety of meaning. It doesn't have to be like a pillow.
Do I already have food and all that stuff?
I didn't specify. Yeah, but it's not a survival item. It's not a comfort item.
Gosh.
The one thing you have with you of your former life, trapped on a desert island.
I don't have one now, but I would want like one of those sharper image massage chairs.
That's quite literal.
Dual
comfort.
Purpose.
Just plug that right into the tree. John?
Well, how much alcohol can you fit in a single comfort item?
Hey, there we go. What happened to the rum?
Oh, please let it be booze. Oh, please let it be booze. Oh, please.
I've been booze inside my booze. Chris?
I don't know. A good comfortable bed.
Tempur-Pedic, exactly. Tempur-Pedic. What's the one with
sleep
the air
number?
Inside of it? Sleep number.
It doesn't require electricity, obviously. Well, yeah. But I like those, what do you call them? The wooden ones about foot off the ground.
You have
and
fun
with
a
nice
that massage chair, Joe.
Pad and everything.
And a glass of wine so I can put it on the mattress and jump on the mattress and see if it falls over.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
That's not how you
rocket
spend your
science.
The problem with those beds is they don't push back. It's not fun for recreational activities at all.
Margie.
Oh. I think I would go with one of those vibrating toothbrushes so I could brush my teeth and also get
Dual
off.
Dual purpose.
Yes.
Sure, you'll be able to find refills down at the battery store.
Oh, and a lot of batteries.
A lot of batteries.
She went again.
Brushing your teeth.
Oh my gosh, she is kicking ass.
Yeah, she really is.
She knows how to play this.
And our final question before we get to the rapid fire segment of the show: when searching the internet for inspiration,
start with her.
I want her to be last on this one. Okay. Or am I giving her too much
time
to think about it?
She's really funny.
Okay.
When searching the internet for a little inspiration on your me time, what are your favorite keywords to search, Jill? If you know what I'm saying.
Moose.
Chocolate moose.
Hung like a moose.
Hung like, I won't say his name.
Oh, God. The self-editing thing is really killing me right now. But
Black rhino?
My first word was giraffe, but I don't really do
Urban
that.
Dictionary that, Rick.
That was
you
want to
do a giraffe?
We
can do a giraffe, baby.
Well, I think
Go
I just saw something
get
about
me
somebody.
Get me an animal.
Never mind.
Says Elvis
it's
Presley.
Not, no.
How do you spell giraffe?
G-I-R-A-F-F-E. Yes. But actually, no, there's a lot of the nerdy stuff like Star
giraffe.
Trek, I kind of get off on
oh my
some
God.
Of that stuff. Like thinking.
Urban Dictionary, giraffe, a female that can take a dick extremely far down the throat.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
The example sentence, nice. She has no gag reflex. I bet she's a giraffe.
Jill,
so there you go.
Do you have a gag reflex, Jill?
It's significant. But I can tame that sucker when I need to.
Hey, now. Extra point.
Oh, wait. Definition number 5 is the sexual act of sticking one's entire head and neck into a woman's vagina.
That doesn't really happen.
Yeah. I know.
Unless the woman's an elephant or a horse.
A little tiny head like
well, yeah, I've seen that one where the elephant sits on the dude and
yeah.
poo hole.
I've seen that too.
You guys are nasty.
Is it like
no, it's not on porn. It's like on YouTube.
Well,
it's disgusting.
John.
Doesn't mean you can't work it while you watch it.
Oh. Well, recently I've.
Rick likes scat.
And bestiality.
Recently I've been enjoying searching for Vore on DeviantArt.
Vore?
Vore.
What's
like
that?
Voyeur? To be explaining to the general populace.
How do you spell it?
V-O-R-E.
What the fuck is that?
And what is it?
Well, that's women who have just eaten a bunch of people whole.
What?
Yeah, it's a
people whole?
That's not real.
You wouldn't think it would be cool, but it's pretty cool.
Like carnivore?
Right, it's derived from carnivore.
And so it's like a Dexter sex thing for girls?
Right, well, it's mostly swallowed it's alive stuff because people don't want them like cutting them up into pieces. That's not sexy.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
So they're like 500 foot women that are eating whole people.
No, they can just really unhinge their jaws and swallow them, like kind of like snakes.
That also sounds
fake. This is a deviant art thing. It's animation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You're
like
a
pervert.
Like when the plants have sex with people.
Like you fucking freaky Japanese people.
Okay.
No offense,
pervert.
Japanese.
Chris.
What would I search for? In
the
internet?
Are the keywords that you search for or use for your searches?
Use for my searches.
This is for posterity.
Because I look inside, like, YouTube, you know, I look for favorite songs and stuff like that.
No good porn
but if
on
I want
that,
a
that
fix,
site, dude.
Yeah. If I want a porn fix, I go to tribe.net because there are places that
yeah,
post
but what, like, when searching for the right video, what are the words you use?
Like, one of my favorite is prison rape or
prison
uncut
rape.
Is also one of my favorites.
Oh, my.
Chris looks
like
his pants are getting tight.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Some guys like big booty.
I think that's a. I'm not going to answer this question.
Male, female, triplets, kind of
triplets.
Okay,
triplets.
No,
nice.
Threesomes,
polys,
male, threesome, male.
The devil's three way.
Yeah. The devil's three way.
Dudes in that shit too.
Finger cuffs.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Finger cuffs. Yeah. Eiffel Tower action. Yeah. Margie.
I'm going to go with hamsters because they're cute and cuddly.
Cute.
Richard Gere.
Yeah. No. Like, that's a Richard Gere joke.
No,
really.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it?
It's totally true.
Totally. It was
you
durable.
Watch hamster porn for real?
Yeah, I like to watch hamsters fuck.
I've seen that. It's not as
Rick,
good as you
Rick, you need to
think.
Isolate
so
that.
Though. You pulled it
you
out.
You need to
it.
Isolate
yeah,
that.
I think you're right.
We'll have that on the next show.
Very
hey. Nick, let's hit him with some rapid fire questions.
I don't look at porn. Okay.
Liar.
Rapid fire questions. Let's start with Chris, Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis or the Beatles?
Yeah, go.
Pick one.
Ringo Starr?
No,
Elvis or the Beatles. Beatles.
John.
The eldest of the Beatles.
Same question?
Yeah.
Elvis.
Jill.
Beatles.
Margie.
Beatles.
All right. Let's go with, do you like bacon or chocolate better?
Chocolate. Bacon.
Chocolate.
All right.
John's the odd man out.
Led Zeppelin or Black Sabbath?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
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 I knew this was going to be a Zeppelin room.
Yeah, it is kind of zeppy.
Prog rock.
All right, let's go with some chicks. Debbie Harry.
Forefathers.
Debbie Harry or Joan Jett?
Debbie Harry. Joan Jett.
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry.
Blondie fans, good. All right, AIDS or cancer?
Oh, fuck.
Jill's eyes just got
AIDS.
Very large.
I'm going to go with cancer.
Cancer with baking soda.
AIDS.
John's all
to dissolve.
AIDS.
There's
with
a
this
way to live
face,
with
like,
that
duh.
For like a really long time.
Plus you get it from fucking.
Well, I heard that if you don't get Gardasil, you can get cancer from fucking too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've also
heard
that's
a
giant rumor too.
Right.
Yeah.
Another Michael Douglas bullshit.
How about Nickelback or Coldplay?
God, you're going to kill me, Nickelback.
Dude, are you kidding? Coldplay?
Coldplay, but I'm not as familiar with Nickelback.
Yeah,
so.
Coldplay.
You're not missing much.
All right.
No, you're not, but I like them. I'm embarrassed.
How's
them.
About...
You should be.
The correct answer is a bullet to
She's
the head.
Flipping me off.
Just so you know.
Let's start with Chris again. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Both.
Hey. Margie is killing this quiz.
She's frisky tonight.
And you babysit my kid once a week?
I know. You might want to question that.
Oh my God, you are the funniest person I've ever met.
She's got an oppression fetish.
All right.
I guess so.
All right, Johnny, boy, girls, or both?
Girls.
Both.
Definitely both.
Both.
Ooh, hey, spicy, hey. Rick.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Both.
Gay.
Both. I like red hair.
Yeah, gay.
Ginger folks.
I want to be a ginger really bad.
I never understood the problem with redhead.
November 20th, National Kick a Ginger Day.
I'll be boycotting that.
Or international.
National,
excuse me.
Kiss a Ginger Day.
All right.
That's actually last week.
My cousin.
Those last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is a Kiss a Ginger Day.
Yeah, it's, there is
In January. Kick a Ginger Day is in November.
Oh.
Right. It's right before Thanksgiving. So. Sorry. Oh, my stupid ginger cousin. Kick. That's. I think
anybody
that's,
kicks my
kid?
You get
all your family angst out on the one person who doesn't deserve
stab
it.
Stab him in the neck.
Mm-hmm. I always like my ginger cousin.
Soulless bastard. Anyway, Margie.
That's like racist.
Yes.
You married one.
Yeah. And that's where this comes from.
Yeah. Oh, that's where the hate comes from. All right.
Yeah.
Margie.
Wow, way to catch on to a joke I've only been playing for 2 years.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dow.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, honey.
There's the wife.
What was... Shit, I lost it. Oh, go. Chewbacca, go.
Bed, Bath, or Beyond. It's a three-parter.
Bed, Bath, or Beyond.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Bed.
Yeah, I bet you do.
No, I think all three work in succession.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but you got to pick one, get it?
Yeah, true.
I'm curious about the Beyond.
Oh, you know.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll just take the bath.
You need it.
Beyond. You know why? It's warm. It's from ancient Indian piss.
Psychedelic.
What did you pick?
Beyond.
Ah, okay. Right. Let's go with the... would you rather have cake or ice cream?
Ice cream.
All right.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Neither.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
He's just savory.
Sugar gives me a headache.
Grease or Smokey and the Bandit?
Oh, that is not an okay choice.
I know, it's fucked up, but you have to pick.
All right, Smokey and the Bandit.
Grease.
Grease.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Nice. You guys are all right. I like you. Okay.
So
how
random.
About
how about Cannonball Run or Titanic?
Ooh, nice. Good question.
Fuck you. Cannonball Run.
Nice. Fuck James Cameron. Go.
I like Titanic.
You're a girl. It's
You've
okay.
never seen Cannonball Run. You don't understand his mustache.
I like Titanic. I'm going Cannonball Run.
All right. Oh, Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy? Go.
Eddie Murphy.
That's a good one.
Eddie Murphy.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy admits he stole all of his good jokes from Richard Pryor.
He told him better.
That's another internet thing you're making up, Rory.
No, it's in Raw.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck,
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Oh, shit. Star Trek.
Star Wars. I like them both.
Star Trek.
All right.
Really, I like you guys.
Bunch of nerds. So, awesome. Doctor Who or Battlestar Galactica?
Battlestar Galactica.
Good choice.
Doctor Who.
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Nice. I had one more, but I just forgot. Oh, would you rather puke in public or shit your pants?
Puke in public.
Puke in public.
Puke in public.
So just to be clear, this is shitting my pants in the privacy of my own home.
If you shit your pants, you'll get away with it. But if you puke, everyone's going to
see. Okay, I'll just go ahead and shit my pants at home. That's a good
point. Good man. Good man. All right.
Ew.
Let's fucking forget about the Yeah. In a world
right.
question.
So this is a up and down quiz. It started one way. In last place with 116 points, we have Jill Marlene.
That sucks.
But coming up right after her, 950 points, Mr. Chris Nelson.
Dang.
It's a good gap.
And it's a toss-up between 1,600 points and 15,000 points between John and Margie. Margie wins the show with 15,000 points this week.
Yeah.
Of course she does.
Strong.
Strong answers to the quiz.
Oh, thank you.
You've played well before, haven't you?
I have. I won last time.
Yeah, it's too hard to ask you a question, Joe.
Maybe when you're done with this Hazards of Love stuff, you could come be on our show because, dang, you're funny.
Nick would like to see if you could appear on this show that happens at his house late at night in his room.
Hey. Hey now. Oh.
If only my monogamous girl was into that, but she's not, so bummer.
Yes, I would not want to piss her off.
Well, you never know, though. She gets pretty loose, drunk. She doesn't listen to this either.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, namaste.
Loose might not be the adjective you want to use there.
Oh, I just meant drunk. I didn't mean like...
Yeah. Oh,
flippy
it.
Floppy?
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean sexually. Not sexually.
Sexually.
No. Not sexually.
Here's this shovel, Nick. Continue to dig your grave.
All right. Anyway.
I don't think I can laugh anymore. My face is...
How about a song?
Oh, yay, song.
I'll save you,
music,
Nick.
Music will save us.
Those are Nick's three favorite words. How about song? Yeah.
One that Rory's going to lip sync, and I'm going to say.
Oh, we're doing that one. Nice.
I am the rake.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm the villain. Oh.
What is a rake? That's like a half goat or something?
No, that's the other guy. That's the other guy.
A rakish, that's a fawn. A rake is a...
it's like a prong thing you use in the gardener for landscaping.
Scoop the leaves up.
And when applied to a person is a man of ill repute.
Oh, okay. So Rory, that's rake-ish. You.
Yeah,
typecast.
I know. Oh, well.
At a hat at a rakish angle because of all the scoundrelness.
Mm. I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year, and the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember. Spitting out babies. Only then did I reckon my curse. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. First came Isaiah with his crinkled little fingers. Then came Charlotte with his ruptured girl Dawn. Ugly Methanley died on delivery, mercifully taking her mother along. All right, all right, all right. What can one do when one is a widower? Shameless, with three little pests. All that I wanted was the freedom of a new life. So my burden I began to divest. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Charlotte, I buried after feeding her foxglove. Dawn was easy, she was drowned in the bath. Isaiah fought but was easily bested. Burned his body for incurring my wrath. All right, all right, all right. Your humble narrator to be living so easy and free. Expect you think that I should be haunted, but it never really bothered me. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Very, very good.
Very scary.
Thank you, sir.
Jill, you should sing in a metal band. That was awesome.
My son totally taught me how to do that.
That's awesome.
He made me listen to like all these screamo bands. And
cool. Cookie Monster. Hazards of Love will be awesome.
How do you sing like that without ruining your voice?
It's in your... You're sucking in. You're going,
all right. Inward singing.
Oh, yes.
Also, a lot of those guys, they do it quietly. So it sounds like, and they just crank their mics up really
loud. Actually, it feels really good. Like, I could sing opera right now easier. It's almost like a warm up. It feels good. But,
no, I'm never going to stop fucking singing. No, I'm never going to stop.
I'm never going to stop singing.
It's not really singing, though, because it is fucking singing. Fuck you.
With my grandson, I'm planning on doing a lot of
screamo. I told you
screamo.
To put the bendy in it.
Eat your breakfast.
That kind of thing.
Is that for, do you see Angry Housewives?
No.
Oh, the Angry Housewives is a Bruca. It's about a bunch of housewives that start a punk band, and one of the songs is "Eat Your Breakfast."
Oh, that's awesome! Awesome.
Hey, look it up.
That'll be Jill.
So that was awesome, you guys. I can't wait for the show.
Thank you to the Decemberists for giving us this incredible inspiration, and thank you so much for creating beauty everywhere. We worship you. Go buy the album. Come see our show.
Yep, there's gonna be a lot of local businesses are helping us out. A lot of hair and makeup and some printing and some
mask
props
making,
and masks
by
and,
Andrea
yeah.
Jewelerette.
People are totally helping us out. The community's coming together to put together another show. That's what we do in Reno. We just do shit all the time, and we're excited again. That's going to be the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 14th of February,
right around
Yay.
The corner.
Yay.
Yeah, very soon. Yay.
Probably like right after this show comes out, since all about
the
10 a week
days
off
or so. That's going to be different. Okay. Oh, wait, I believe this is the last show of our third season.
Oh, is
so
it?
So we're going to be different starting soon.
Oh, cool.
Finally.
Wow.
But yeah, this is the end of season 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodbye,
Thanks
season
for being
3.
Here with us. Yeah. Nice.
Hello, season
3.
Thanks
for having
the door
us.
Hit you on the
wow,
ass.
I'm
on
so
out.
Glad we're in the finale.
Best season yet.
Yeah. Thank you
for
having
actually,
us.
Actually, yes.
Having us.
Well, season 2 was pretty good.
And season 3
He's
three
really
is
cute,
better.
This Chewbacca creature.
Thank
He's
you.
Adorable.
That's why
he
has
later?
A baby at home.
Oh, yeah, I'm going home to my wife. I'm going to go have some shots at the bar and then go home and watch some TV with my wife. And
maybe have some of that Margie's Last Supper.
That's what I'm talking about.
Margie's Last Supper. Band name.
Ooh.
Band name.
Totally.
I like it.
Yes. I feel
a good song name,
now.
Too.
I have to go to
Let's see. So what else do we got? What's happening this week? Do you have anything?
Or Rick? In the next 2 weeks, you might as well say, because we never know when this is coming out.
Oh, I'm so getting called out here.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying, if you have a
Yeah, I yelled at the band weeks. Members for not listening to the show and then went online and saw that it wasn't available.
Which band?
Last week's band.
Oh,
it's not up there?
Voted best band.
Yeah. It wasn't up there. It wasn't up there
that
last
was awesome
week. They were on last
show.
Week and it was amazing.
They
and it was funny
so,
as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was published. I need to go check that out.
Well, no, that was over the weekend when Tony was here with the Riptide Bandits recording.
Gotcha.
So if you did it like Sunday night, then that's different.
I'll still take a look.
Yeah, tonight or tomorrow, I'll throw that one up, and then hopefully we'll get this one.
This will be out on Wednesday. Thursday. We need an intern. If you'd like to be an intern and learn all about making blog posts and putting up podcasts on the internet, please get a hold of me because I have too much shit to do and I'm drowning into the work schedule. Yeah.
That's what, fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd. Yeah.
Thanks, Max. Thanks. I tell people to listen to your radio show all the time, and that's all you have to say about me.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
I know.
You really go around telling people to listen to Max Volume?
Oh, who doesn't?
People should just know.
I've mentioned that, I was listening to my buddy Max the other day. Hey, you should listen to his afternoon drive show. I mean, yes, I do tell people to listen to him. When I name drop him.
Okay. Yeah, we're
Rory's
good.
The oh, Reno celebrity's best friend.
I'm a cheerleader of Reno.
That's right.
And Reno.
I mean, the people new to town who don't know who Max Volume is really appreciate that.
I didn't know who Max was for many years when
I
first
up with
moved
him.
In.
So did I.
Reno Me legend. Too. Yeah.
Yep. He entered, in fact, the Led Zeppelin thing. I probably first heard it from him.
Mm.
I owe him a lot.
Don't tell him that, though.
No.
Yeah, his head's big enough.
Oh!
Literally.
God, it's me.
I'd say that to his face.
You're awesome.
If we laugh at that, does that make it us like complicit?
Say namaste, and it's all. It's like saying lol. Namaste is like saying lol on the internet. It makes it all go away.
Namaste.
Namastizzle.
A smiley.
Namastizzle.
We've explained this to you before. Yeah, you should know how it works.
I say namaste. And
Boy. Should we just put this to bed? Do we have another song? Do we want to do another song? Are we
done? Do you guys
want to
do a candy shop song?
Oh, man.
Impromptu candy shop.
Oh, my God. No. Do the one you do with our band now, the one that you wrote together.
Oh, there you go.
So much.
But that's not a candy shop song.
The candy
is
man
it? Song
can.
You guys,
do the shop you guys, you guys or do a song you guys do.
The candy man can.
Oh, that. Okay, we could do that.
I have a guitar. Somebody tell me what to play on it, and I'll play it.
Play that song.
By your side?
Yes, play that song.
I want to hear Sister Golden Hair.
Was there a cable?
No, Knockin' Boots by Candyman.
I have a cable.
That's America.
Yeah, Rick, if you could send my cable in.
It is behind Margie in the drawer, the drawer of the little cabinet to the very far, very far left. Not the big dresser, but the little cabinet.
To the top
There's
one.
A drawer.
Oh, this?
No, up, and to your right. Down. There you go. Should be capos either in there or the other drawer.
No cable?
This is so fun hearing you guys rifle around the studio.
Behind the scenes shit right here.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget to check out the open mic night down at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor every Monday night. Blazing Mics, hosted by a large cast of individuals, including myself, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Jenny Pez Dispenser, Michelle Bell, Greg Gilmore, Tony Walker, Chris Hart, Larry Cooper. That's pretty much everybody, I think.
Yeah. See you, Jubs!
Yeah.
Tom's on me.
She doesn't have any money. Don't believe her.
No capo.
Rick and my guitar case on your bed.
Okay.
Also, every Tuesday night, please check us out over at the Foxy Olive for Whiskey and Words, an all poetry and spoken word review. Come on in, and there is also buy any beer, and you get $1 well shot. That's our little kicker there at that show.
Oh, cool.
But it's all poetry. We've had three very successful nights so far. I'll be hosting on the 11th of February, so I'm really excited about that. And, we've had a lot of poets coming out, a lot of Reno wordsmiths who've hammered away poetry and syllables in their homes.
Do you
homes.
Guys give out prizes? Did I miss that?
No. There's whiskey and words.
It's self-supported.
Yeah. Well, like it's a bar.
And it's, just curious. You know, Foxy Olive, not hard to pack poetry. That place, and that place has been super packed the last couple of weeks. Like really actually packed. So
well, sometimes at the, like, poetry slams, they do that, and it's like a contest.
Yeah, this is not a slam, though. Reno traditionally hates slams, and I can't ever get them started here.
Like your mom.
I'm gonna smack that mouth off of you later.
A couple black dudes in that shit.
I'm gonna smack that mouth off of you too, Nick.
That's out of context, Rick.
Oh my god.
All right. let's should we just say goodbye and end on a song?
And not a song.
Mm-hmm. Rick.
Love it. Like I love that. It.
Really good.
All right, so this is gonna be John and Margie singing
By Your Side.
By Your Side for the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying goodnight for Nick, Chewy, Rick, Nathan, and the whole gang. Remember, life is short, and I love you. Good night, ladies.
Paris in springtime is so lovely. So are the beaches of Dubai. I hear that Venice is quite stunning, but there's nowhere I'd rather be than by your side. I've seen the pyramids in Egypt, danced with the African Messiah, run with the bulls in Barcelona, but there's nowhere I'd rather be than by your side. Come here, lay your hand. to ride a spaceship. Off to the stars I surely fly. But I'd be back before you knew it. Cause there's nowhere I'd rather be than by your side.
Fancy making a fool of myself.
Dark Rider Studios.
But nobody ever listens to me.
No.